practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth on this Lord's Day, with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Let's begin the program this morning with a song entitled, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Well, it is true that Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. But the question is he the King of your life today? Is he the Lord of your life today? If not, I would encourage you to consider allowing him to be the King and the Lord of your life. First of all, of course, you'd need to know him through trusting him as your personal Savior. Have you ever yet called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and said something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me? If you have, I praise the Lord for that. But if you haven't, why don't you right now, right there by the radio or by whatever device you're listening to the program, simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and he will. And then as a Christian, do everything that you can to submit to his lordship. Allow him to lead you, to guide you, and to direct you, because as he does, you will have the opportunity to be blessed by him, and of course you will be honoring unto him if you allow him to lead, guide, and direct. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company wherever you might be listening. And I say that because we are not only on the radio here in the United States, but we are also on the radio in some other foreign countries, particularly in the continent of Africa. And so wherever you might be listening today, thank you so very, very much for listening to us, and I do trust and pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. If you're here in central Pennsylvania and you don't have a church to attend today, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock here at the church. And then, of course, every Wednesday night, at 6:30, we have a time for fellowship with the children and the youth ministries. We also have a single mom's ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we have prayer meeting and Bible study. We have a great time of praising God for who he is and what he's done. We have a great time of asking God to work in our lives and in the lives of others through prayer. And then we have a great time in the study of the Word of God. Dr. Chris Davis is leading us through a study in the book of Ephesians, and it's a great study. And so I would invite you to come on out even on Wednesday night for our midweek service here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. So please don't hesitate to drop by and visit us. If we can serve you spiritually, we would like for you to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And of course, you can check us out more thoroughly by going to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Send us a note if you'd like to, and that mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And if you have a question about the Bible, don't hesitate to contact us. If you have a question about your own walk with and relationship with the Lord, please contact us. It's always our desire to see people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and then grow in the things of Christ. And if you need spiritual counsel, spiritual advice, we would love to talk to you from the perspective of the Word of God. So contact us. We will do what we can, number one, to lead you to Christ if you've never yet trusted Christ, and secondly, to help you grow in Christ if you are a Christian, particularly if you're a new Christian. We would like to be able to give you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But please never hesitate to reach out and visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, or to drop by and visit us, or contact us, or whatever the case may be. We are here, number one, to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. But we are also here to minister to the spiritual needs of the people in our community, and we would love to be able to do that if you give us the opportunity to do so. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio this morning. Lord, you know who is listening and you know their spiritual needs. And I pray that you'll take the broadcast today and use it in the life of every person who is listening. For those who don't know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, may today be the time of salvation for them. And for those who do know you, may this broadcast be used to encourage them in your things, but also to prepare them to worship you in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church later on today. But Lord, I pray that above all, you will be honored and glorified through everything that transpires on this broadcast. Lead, guide, and direct that which is going to be yet forthcoming on the program, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now here's a song that every one of us should take to heart and even pray on a daily basis. It is Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the Old Testament book of Psalms, Psalm 19 and verse 14, where the psalmist David said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." That's from the Word of God, Psalm 19 and verse 14. Now, before I deliver a message entitled God's Great Salvation, listen to this song that it might be an encouragement to your heart this morning.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more, to trust him
What a blessing it is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and then trust Him as we go throughout the course of life. He is always there to guide us and to strengthen us and to direct us after we receive Him as our personal Savior. Today, I want to talk about God's great salvation. And so if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 10, and I'd like to read with you verses 8 through 13. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 13, where the Word of God says, "But what saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the Word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's from the Word of God, Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. You know, beloved, the greatest thing that has been given to the human race is God's great gift of salvation. I wonder this morning if you know anything about that. I wonder today if you have been saved through God's great salvation. Now, the thing to take into consideration is that no one on earth deserves salvation, because the result of salvation is having a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And because of the fact that we are all sinners, not one of us deserves to have that relationship. I also might say that no one on earth can earn their salvation. And that's important to bring out, because down through the years, I've heard people say that they're doing everything they can to work their way into heaven. I remember a number of years ago in a church that I pastored, we had a lot of shrubbery, and there was a fellow who came along and offered to keep our shrubbery nice and trimmed and beautiful. And when I talked with him about that, he said, "I don't want any pay, but I believe that if I trim the bushes around the church every week, that that'll get me into heaven." Well, that won't get him into heaven, and it won't get anybody else into heaven, simply because of the fact that no one can earn salvation or work our way into heaven. Salvation is only in the name of the Lord. In the book of Acts, chapter 4 and verse 12, the Word of God says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among heaven whereby we must be saved." Think about that. We cannot work our way into heaven. There is only one way into heaven, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ. For as it says in John chapter 14 and verse 6, when Jesus is speaking, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want us to focus this morning on verse 13 of Romans chapter 10, where it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. First of all, let me ask the question, what does it mean to be saved? What is salvation? Well, salvation is the forgiveness of sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And that forgiveness of sin is rendered to everybody who call upon the name of the Lord. So let's look at this verse, Romans 10:13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who are the people of salvation? Well, it's the whosoever. And the whosoever can be saved because all need to be saved from the fact that all are sinners. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, it says, For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Everybody on the face of the earth who has ever been born, who is alive today, or whoever will be born, have been born as a sinner. And that includes you, and that includes me. And the fact of the matter is, all of us may be saved. I remember talking to an individual a number of years ago who said that they didn't need salvation because they had never sinned. Well, the fact of the matter is, we've all been born as sinners. We have all been born with the sin nature. And because of that, we are separated from God. And if we want to have a relationship with God and spend eternity with God in heaven, then we need to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save us. And as I said, all may be saved. All people of every race, of every color, of every creed, of every philosophy, of every religion can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And that includes you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, you are a part of that whosoever who can call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. The second thing we see in Romans 10:13 is the process of salvation. It says, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. I remind you that only Jesus Christ saves. Salvation does not come in the church. Salvation does not come in religion. Salvation does not come in good morality. Salvation is found only in Jesus Christ. Because only Jesus Christ went to the cross and suffered and bled and died for the sins of the whole world. And then arose again triumphantly on the third day to give salvation to whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Have you yet called upon the name of the Lord to ask Him to save you? Beloved, it's the call of necessity because no one can save himself. It is the call of urgency so as to miss eternal hell and be able to spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven. And it is the call of faith. It is asking Jesus Christ alone to save you, to deliver you from sin, and to give you eternal life. Remember that when Jesus Christ died on that cross nearly 2,000 years ago, He died for the sins of the whole world. But a part of that includes you. Had you been the only person who was ever alive on the face of the earth, Jesus Christ would have died for you so that through faith in Him, you might have the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. So I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to save you. A number of years ago, I attended a Bible conference, and I can remember the president of a particular Bible college down south was speaking. And he sort of put into a short phrase what a person can say when they call upon the name of the Lord. And I've been using that phrase ever since. And it is simply this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. When the Bible says, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, the Lord is not expecting a great big long prayer here, but just simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And He will. So the people of salvation includes whosoever. The process of salvation is to call upon the name of the Lord. The promise of salvation is shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Beloved, if right now you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you, he'll save you. There will be no questions asked. He will not reject you. I can remember a number of years ago, I was preaching a revival service in a particular church. And at the end of the message, even before I got to give the invitation, a young lady came down to the altar and she was weeping. And when I did give the invitation, I then went to speak to her and I said, "Young lady, why are you crying?" And she said, "I've got so many sins in my life that Jesus won't save me." I said, "Where did you ever get that idea?" Well, she went on to tell me that her pastor told her that, not the pastor of that particular church in which I was preaching, but her pastor in another church said to her that she was so sinful that Jesus would not save her. You know, beloved, that is a lie from the pit of hell. No matter what our background is, no matter what our sins may be, it is the Lord Jesus Christ who died for us on the cross so that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sins. You are a part of that whosoever. And today, I would encourage you to say, "Whosoever." Say to the Lord, "I am a part of that whosoever." And say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and he will. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will be delighted to send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to save you, and he will. Thank you for joining me today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And we say to God be the glory for that. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.